This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 148. Sorry, not sorry? Think twice about your speech habits.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Do you say sorry too much in English? In this episode, we explore the danger of using sorry as a filler word or translating from your native language. Get our opinion on this topic today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey there, Michelle, how's it going?
I'm fine. Sorry, Lindsay. Sorry. Okay, I'm ready now.
Oh, Michelle, why'd you say sorry? You didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, I was just kind of getting, you know, fiddling around, just like putting in my headphones. And sorry about that.
Oh, geez, you've now said sorry like four times in the first 23 seconds of the episode.
All right, I won't do that anymore. I'm sorry.
Oh, now six times. Now I'm getting kind of bored. I think we can end the call. No.
All right, goodbye. No.
Sorry. No. Okay, so guys, we started that off just to have a little fun with the word sorry. Michelle, first of all, what does the word sorry mean?
It means I apologize.
I apologize. Yeah.
I regret
something. Do you use this word a lot in English conversations?
Good question. I probably use it a normal amount, but I do sometimes apologize for things like earlier I sent somebody a text message and I don't think I said sorry, but I was like, maybe I did. I should look.
You should look. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm literally going to just go in right now. Oh, okay. No. I could have used it, but I was like second guessing myself, like, oh, I didn't mean to sound like I like this. I thought I just want to make sure you didn't think that this is what I meant, you know, like second guessing myself and saying sorry in that kind of a way, not necessarily with the word.
Yeah, interesting. So guys, today's episode is actually really, really interesting. It's about, you know, how often should we use the words I'm sorry? How often should we actually apologize? In which situations is it okay to apologize for? And which do you maybe want to avoid because it makes you look, I don't know, overly apologetic or weak or something? So a lot of this is opinion, but I will say that sometimes there are certain people that will say sorry a lot in a conversation, and they'll say sorry for things that are you shouldn't apologize for. And that can get annoying. I will say that. And it does degrade confidence, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially if you just do it all the time. I do remember there was a girl, I was friendly with her. She was really nice, but she would always say sorry about everything. And it was noticeable. And we would always say like, you don't need to say sorry, like stop saying sorry, you know, and it was became kind of this joke. And I wonder, I haven't spoken to her in probably 20 years. So I'm I wonder if she still does it.
And how old were you when that was happening? Like when you knew her?
Yeah, probably like a teenager, like a early teenager. Teens.
That's the other thing. If you, in that context, that sounds like an example of where it does degrade how confident you appear. And it also is annoying. And it's probably awkward for you guys as her friend because you always had to respond. You said you have to keep saying it's okay. You don't have to apologize. Yeah. And so what we're trying to say is avoid it when it becomes like a speech pattern. It becomes almost like a filler word for some people. And I'm going to say especially women. I'm going to put that right down there. That's a gender thing that I would not be surprised at all. I'm sure we could find data on that. I'm sure some guys do too.
That'd be an interesting thing to look into, but I could see that for sure.
100%. So I can definitively say, in my opinion, do not do that. Don't use sorry as a filler word. Now, let's talk about situations, Michelle, and say whether we think it's appropriate to say sorry. Mm-hmm, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say you step on someone's foot, Lindsay. Would you say sorry?
Yeah, of course. I think that's definitely an appropriate thing. How would you say that, Michelle, if you realize you just stepped on someone's foot?
I would probably say, oh, sorry.
Right. You have to show your own surprise. And this happens for sure. This happens to me a lot. I'm a little clumsy, step on someone's foot, or often I don't have a good sense of body awareness. So I'll step back into someone in a crowd or something. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Sorry, I didn't see you there. Things like that. That's a physical apology, right?
Right.
Okay. And now this next one, arriving late to a meeting. This is where I've disagreed with different people on this before. Michelle, let's say we had an All-ears English meeting and we were all in the same city, which never happens. But if we were, we were all gathered around. We rented an office space. We're all in the office and you came off the train late. And you ran in, what would you say? Would you apologize right away? How would you say it?
Yes, I would apologize right away.
Okay.
I would probably walk in. Well, first of all, I would probably text as I was on the way. Like, let's say I didn't have.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Like any. But as I was getting there, I would text just so you know I was off the train. But I would probably walk in and be like, I'm so sorry. The train was delayed, guys. I know, you know, I didn't mean to be late. Thanks for waiting or something like that.
Okay. So you would send the text and then you would also say it when you got there, right? So
that's
twice.
That's what I would do. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. Just letting people know. I think that initial text message, you could include sorry or maybe not. But yeah, I think minimum of one sorry, probably two. Would you say it again later? That's kind of a key question. Would you say it after?
Say it again later? I think that would be overkill.
Overkill, right? We have to know when it's an overkill.
Yeah.
And maybe for our listeners in their native language, it could be that sorry or the equivalent is much more common, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know in Japanese, sumimasen is excuse me.
That's right.
Sumimasen. But it means different things. It doesn't necessarily mean exactly sorry in every case, right?
Right.
So just be careful that if you make that direct translation and you're saying sorry as much as you say sumimasen, you're probably really overusing sorry. Right.
Because I feel like at the end of the... Okay, I'm trying to think if I would apologize again at the end. Like, maybe if you said, like, we rented out a space and then we, like, the time was, like, getting cut short and maybe we kind of had to go out of the room, but we had to do, like, the last 5 minutes of the meeting just, like, outside, just, like, to finish it up. Okay. Like, in that situation, I'd be like, oh, sorry again about that. Like, thanks, guys, you know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I think maximum two, maybe three if the situation warranted it. But just be careful there. You don't want to say it too much, right? And I think the real danger is that repetitive sorry, constant sorry, like your friend when you were a teenager. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if you sent the wrong misinformation in an email? Would you?
Yeah, I would write.
You made a mistake.
Yeah, I would. I think the most important thing is acknowledging that you made a mistake, writing back. But you know, you could also say this in different ways. You could say, I apologize.
Right.
I made a mistake. That email was inaccurate. You could get away from the actual word sorry, too, which could help things a little bit, I think. Right. To sound less redundant.
Right. I think so, too. But I think the biggest time to say I'm sorry is if you made someone feel bad or you upset them in some way.
100%. It's all about empathy. I mean, we talk about connection, not perfection here, right, Michelle? So
Right. So connect to show that you realize that something was wrong, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you said something that was slightly offensive you didn't mean to say. Maybe you made, like, let's say your friend recently lost his or her job and you're having like a conversation with a group of friends and you're like, and you know, maybe you're splitting the check and at the end you say something like, no guys, don't worry, like let's just split it, like I have a job, we all got jobs, you know, and like you weren't thinking, and then you embarrass that person, you know. That would be an I'm sorry moment.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I agree.
But maybe in private later.
Private, right. Yeah, that's the key. You wouldn't want to come out and say, oh, that's right, you don't have a job. I'm sorry.
You don't have a job. How can I say? Yeah,
and then you're making it worse.
Yep.
No, totally. You know, I think it would be interesting, Michelle, to do another episode another day on how to open up a conversation if you think you might have hurt or offended someone, but you're not sure. If it's an important contact, someone you talk to often, saying something like, I just want to, you know, just come back to what I said before. I didn't mean to say it that way. I hope that that didn't cause any problem, right? We could do another episode on that. I think that would actually be really interesting.
Right, right, right. Yeah, definitely. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So guys, we will get to that episode at some point. but Michelle, this has been a great one. So guys, I think the real danger here is exactly the example you described your friend when you were a teenager. When people use sorry as a filler word.
Right, 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 right. Exactly. You don't want it to just be the same thing as if just saying, oh, or right. Well, okay, is for another day, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So don't use it as a filler word, but definitely, you know, it takes empathy. It takes confidence to open up and say, oh, I think I might have, that might have not gone over the right way. I want to make sure I didn't offend you, or did I say the wrong thing? That kind of conversation, opening that up shows respect and confidence. So definitely do that. Definitely do that.
I agree. Oh my gosh. Well, this has been a fun one to go into this word today. Guys, thank you for listening. Hit follow wherever you're listening to the All Ears English podcast. And we're here 4 days a week and we will see you next time.
All right, Michelle. See you in the next episode. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.